Fantastic point. Really pleased with it. Another point towards our championship dreams. Obviously, I was disappointed, particularly the first half performance. And often is the case that when you've had a break like this, and I've just had a chat with them, it's all the finer points, the little things. Where I thought we looked so well drilled. You know, when up to when we played Canvey, where we was playing regular, we looked so well drilled. Everything was, you know, it was just. I watched it and I thought we're organised, we're disciplined, we work hard, we look a good side, play great football, and we hadn't played for 3 weeks. Now, in that time, we've worked very, very hard, we've trained hard, we've had what I call good quality friendlies, like against Braintree last week, on a 3G service, and we've gone out there and played like we were playing on a 3G service where we've been training, and it is poor out there. I don't know if you can appreciate how difficult it is to play out there, and we didn't adapt. What we have done and what we've got in the boys is we will adapt to any conditions. You know, I mean, prior to the break we had really windy conditions. You know, and we played it. We had to adapt and we changed things. You know, around slightly. We've not adapted to the conditions today. You know, which was in the first half, which was a little disappointing. You know, and like I say, little fine points where. You know, set pieces, what we do in certain areas, it was a yard off. You know, it was just wanted sharpening up, and consequently we've gone in a goal down, and they're battling. You know, they're in a relegation battle. We knew they would work hard, and we knew they would battle, and second half I thought was a lot better without being great, but I think we needed that game. You know, and. The only plus from my point of view is that the second half performance was better, and we're still keeping the run going, and I still think we're a very, very good side, and I still think the additions, and I think the additions we've made have been very good additions. And next week we get Ola and we get Mike back, and it makes things very difficult for us, you know. So it's not all doom and gloom, albeit, you know, and it happens at the highest level. You see teams that have dropped points and lose games that they shouldn't do. You know, it can happen. And but I think we'll be better for it. They're very, very disappointed with themselves in the dressing room, which I'm pleased about. You know, they are really, really... You go in there and you think we've been beaten, you know. And I would like to think there'll be a reaction next week. Please God the weather picks up a bit in the surfaces are a little bit better. But it was very difficult for them. And battle, you know, which you'd expect in a derby game, but I would expect that from any team anyway. But with all due respect to Brentwood, we have got better players, but that's not enough to go and win a game. You know, you have to adapt to the conditions. You have to, and I think that we was a little bit off it. I thought that we wasn't prepared for the battle they gave us in the first half, which is all of our fault. You know what I mean? But we, you know, I thought we were a lot better in the second half. And I mean, really, I could only see one winner once we got the goal.
Mm.
And we haven't created bundles of chances, but we've had a couple of scrambles. Corner that's going to cross off. I think we've got a score on that. Mm. So we'll move on and put it to bed and look to be better next week. Pleased with Jordan. I thought he'd done really well. He looked very threatening. I thought Paul... I don't have to worry about Paulie. I know Paulie knows my game inside out. You know, he knows everything about how I want it to play, how he plays. And I thought, albeit it was, 15 plus the 4 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever, I thought he was quality, you know. And he's a great addition, you know. And so it's all pointing in the right direction. I'd like to think it's a blip. But these things happen when you're not played for 3 weeks, and you come back on a pitch that's very, very heavy and very difficult to play on. You know, we didn't adapt quick enough, and that was our problem, I think. You know, I mean, I've said, I look at the fixtures, and you always know when you're doing well as a team, or you think you've got it right as a team, when you look at the fixtures and you think, we've got a great chance of winning that right away through. When you're not doing so well, if it looks hard, they look difficult games. And now every game looks difficult. But, you know, we know they're going to be difficult. But to me, I'm, I look at every game from there to the end of the season as a winnable game. You know, and I think that's what we've built here. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of people in the league relieved we've dropped 2 points today. But we'll keep battling away, and I think that we'll have a good end to the season.